Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, Wally Keeler. Each week at this time, we visit with authors, editors, publishers, and sometimes artists who have regional or local connections. We hope to find out a little bit about their lives, ask them what prompts them to write, and give them an opportunity to read some of their work for us. Today, we're very pleased to have Wally Keeler join us for a return visit. Welcome, Wally.
Hi, glad to be here.
Wally Keeler was born and raised in Coburg. He now describes his occupation as poentintate and his location as People's Republic of Poetry. His work has been published in a number of literary arts journals, including Prism, Impulse, The Fiddlehead, Descant, West Coast Review, and others. His poetry collection, Walking on the Greenhouse Roof, was published by Delta Canada, Montreal, to excellent reviews. Wally's primary life interest is poetry, and he has spent his life promoting it. We have asked him to come in today to talk about the projects he has taken up over the past summer. Wally, we hear you appeared recently before Coburg Town concerning unsightly trash cans in the public parks. What on earth does that have to do with poetry?
Very good question. I'm happy that you asked that. One of the things that I've done and played with poets across Canada, poets will write poems on a page, but I've always had a desire to see poetry beyond the page, beyond the library, that poetry gets chalked onto sidewalks, that you can take a rake and rake the leaves and put words in amongst that. And it occurred to me that we got trashy looking trash cans in our park system in Coburg. And I took pictures of those and I went to the town council along with the president of the Coburg Taxpayers Association, Lydia Smith. She brought it to my attention. Partly she said, look at this. I'm looking for somebody who talks big about creativity. So I had to step up to the plate, of course. She called me out. We went to the town council and we had three offerings or three suggestions, one being that all the trash cans destined for children's playgrounds should be painted one day, like with families. There's other communities that have done
idea.
This, right?
Yeah.
And then the second thing is Coburg Downtown, they have an event twice a year now at the Harvest Festival. It's called the Battle of the Brushes. And they invite artists to come in and paint a canvas either on the street or the art gallery, and the winner gets a prize. And I suggested, well, if there's going to be 8 or 10 artists, why don't you just have a one-off for 1 year and invite artists to paint the trash cans, and we can have splendid art in our parks while throwing away litter. And the third option is where poetry can come in as well, and that's with the use of wraps. So I found out that you can get these 45-gallon bins that they use. They're $15 each, and you can put a wrap on them. The wrap is useful for, say, citizens groups, a Rotary Club. They might want to put a message, say, Rib Fest is coming, or other community groups with their thing. And if you put them in the beach, there's 1,000 eyeballs to see it.
Yep.
And I'm thinking of a barrel with a picture of the lighthouse, and golly, a nice little poem. That's my selfish thing. But I would encourage other poets as a possibility to mix images with the poetry on the cans and have them there. So they talk about intersectionality and things, and this could apply to art.
So have you been inspired to write any poems that might end up on a trash can?
Yeah, I have. One called My Lady, and it addresses the East Pier and the lighthouse. It's a romantic poem.
Well, would you like to read that one right now, and then we can...
Yes. The poem is called My Lady. My love will meet me on the pier, her body plunged in shadow. She'll give me kisses quick and dear, there below the midnight fresco. She'll greet my form with knifing eyes that cut deep through my emotions, and gather from my hands replies, facts her body gives through motions. My love will meet me on the pier, where waves arrive and are gone, and we will love with passion here, before the stars surrender dawn.
Oh, that's lovely. So, I do hope that makes it onto a permanent spot so everyone can read it.
It's just to present the town council possibilities, you know, pursue that. And if we can get a can for other poetry, we're up for it.
That's wonderful. Now, I do believe that the Coburg Town Council has just set up an ad hoc committee to select Coburg's fourth poet laureate. So what do you think about all this?
I'm looking forward to that. Coburg has been blessed with three poet laureates, starting out with Eric Winter, who's now the poet laureate emeritus. And he was poet laureate for 12 years. And for a while, nothing was happening. And he went to the town council and mostly I've just been kind of poet laureating around. So the town council put a limit on the term that a poet laureate could have, which is the 4 years of the town council, and he can have a second chance if he wants, but after that, none. But there are rules, and Eric Winter was followed by Jill Batson. Jill Batson served 2 years, and she left for greener pastures in the United States. And that's when Ted Amson stepped up to the plate, and he's been a marvelous.
Yes, we've had him on air a couple of times to talk about what he's been doing.
Yes, and he does a number of things. I hope he gets feted and celebrated, you know, as his tenure comes to an end. There's some people I'm talking about. One of them, just this morning for the downtown business investment area, have agreed to post one of the videos of Ted's poetic performances on their Facebook page. They said, at an appropriate time before the end. That's where Ted Amston performs a poem celebrating Tom McMillan, the town crier.
So
it's such a nice affiliation that that sort of thing goes on. And the next poet laureate, of course, has to follow certain regulations. There are things that they do have to do. Right now, the ad hoc committee is forming, and that includes the CEO of the library and the executive director of the Art Gallery of Northumberland, a member of town council, and a couple of members at large that are going in there. Part of the requirements, if I'll just mention them here, the laureate must be able to act in a public ambassadorial manner as a representative of not only poetry in our town, but of other forms of literature and the arts in general. So we have a voice of eloquence required here. The laureate has to write original poems for certain Coburg occasions, events, or dates, as called upon. That's an interesting challenge.
Yes.
And Ted's been able to do that for the most part wonderfully. And the laureate has to be active in encouraging young people to compose poetry as a form of self-expression. And finally, the laureate has to attempt to create public activities that involve Coburg people in poetry. And it is hoped that some of the community-wide activities would evolve to be legacy projects that continue after the laureate no longer holds. And Ted Amson has done some of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being a thing called Stanza Room Only outside 66 King Street, where a piece of sidewalk has been painted purple and yellow letters that say Stanza Room Only. And we've had 35 renowned poets chalk their talk on that sidewalk attraction from across Canada. Local poets, national poets, and that thing will be continued.
Wow, that's lovely. Yeah. So I guess the whole idea of poet laureate appeals to you because you're very big on sharing it with the public in different ways.
Yeah, when I returned to Coburg about 10 years ago now, somebody asked if I would want to be nominated to it, and I declined. And the reason I declined, not because it was great, but declined on the principle, that would make me official. And I've taken a lot of pride in kind of avoiding any kind of bureaucracy, government, state, because I satirize it viciously.
You do.
And make fun of it. And I thought, then I become them sort of thing. So that was the why I always declined sort of thing. And also a matter of ownership. I thought, geez, if you become an official poet laureate, God help me, I'm going to be answerable to the people. But, part of me also thought, well, if you're the poet laureate and you misspeak, hey, that's life. Yep. And that becomes part of your legend. I would be coy.
Despite your words about being official, would you perhaps read us some official laureate poems that have been written in the past?
Yes, I have. And I brought two along. I thought I'd bring one by Eric Winter. He's our first poet laureate, and he's the granddaddy of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So the Coburg Poetry Workshop, which has continued for, 20 plus years? I don't know the exact number, but that's his legacy. This poem is called Hymn to Change. We took you, silicon from the valley, smoky color, cool and neat for early adapters, the nerdy ones and the techie freaks, standing for a thousand ages as a state-of-the-art of hardcore users. Father to son, friend to friend, mother to daughter, foe to foe, and all around the circle. Child of slow time unchanged, the hills amazed in their new order, and the rough places plained. No change then in rate of change that hurries us to obsolescence. Analog and audio tape, floppy disk, Walkman, and the long time past transistor, gone with all the flowers. Blessed be the middens in the stratum of Anthropocene, their evidence of dross and bone, the core flint tool, the shards, the Grecian erd, iPod, polymers and mood dust. Change and decay, all alteration, slow to start rising up as asymptote, a craven image without end, change without end. So be it. Eric Winter.
Oh, thank you.
One moment.
Yes.
And this is a poem written by Ted Amston, our Coburg Poet Laureate. And the title of the poem is called Feeling a Wind. And Ted Amston has a wonderful rhythm when he reads his poems. It's almost jazz-like. And I don't know if I'll do justice to it like he does, because his performance adds a lot of impact to it. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, feeling a wind. There's wind nudging me. Could feel it as I set out to the corner store. Consequence has become extraterrestrial. Get a foot on the planet of the soul right now. I know I can't let it push me around. It sure is making a strange companion for bad dreams, though. Was trapped on the front bumper of a demon truck, running movie chase crazy through traffic. Later, the driver came to my open window to collect someone. It wasn't me, but I know that death, looking like Clint Eastwood in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, coming through Day of the Dead, took that soul right out through the window. Ted Amston.
Thank you, Wally. Well, we've been talking with Wally Keeler, local Coburg poet, and now we'll take a short break.